I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have sunshine, 88 degrees. KSL's top story. An Alpine school bus driver is out of a job after decorating his bus with controversial posters. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell has the latest.
Jeff Case has a 15-year-old in the school district. His kid took a different bus home on Friday to go over to a friend's house and texted him pictures of posters around the bus containing religious statements and conservative memes. Case says he reached out to the school district.
So I'm really proud of my kid for speaking up and sending me the pictures that we could then verify that, you know, this is not okay. And then let the adults do the fighting, because that's our job, right?
A spokesperson for the district says they removed the posters immediately on Friday, but this morning,
when my kid's friends boarded the bus, they said that the posters were all still up and that nothing had changed.
Alpine School District says the bus driver isn't an employee of the school as of this afternoon, but it didn't give any more details. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Police in Beaver County are investigating a shooting in Minersville that's left one man dead. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
A probable cause statement from police says they responded to a call and found a man shot in the chest in his garage. He later died at the hospital from his wounds, and police found Mike Miller down the street from the shooting, and he told them he shot the man in the chest because he thought he was protecting other people inside the victim's home. He told police the victim was closing a door and possibly holding on to the wrist of his spouse when Miller opened fire. Miller was arrested and is now facing one murder charge. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A Sandy man has been charged with shooting a SWAT officer in the face. 51-year-old Sean Dara has been charged with firing on a SWAT team that was serving a warrant. His bullets hit an officer in the arm and the right side of his face early this month. The suspect was injured by return fire from police, who later found stolen guns and drugs in Dara's apartment. We have an update on the Amtrak accident in Montana over the weekend that killed three people, injured dozens more. The NTSB reported the train was traveling within the speed limit for that section of track. Vice Chairman of the Safety Board Bruce Landsberg says investigators are not yet ruling out any possible cause for the derailment.
We have experts that are studying the camera footage frame by frame to make sure that we see exactly what the engineer saw or maybe didn't see when we got to that point.
He adds the derailment happened within a couple of short seconds. A deadline is looming this week for Congress to take action and avoid a government shutdown. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a vote in the Senate aimed at averting that shutdown failed this afternoon. Republicans blocked the measure because it was also tied to raising the debt limit. That is something that they refused to do, even though a large chunk of that was added on during the Trump administration. If Congress can't pass a spending bill, the federal government will technically shut down at midnight on Thursday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki says pandemic response measures should not be impacted.
Most of the public health work would be exempted from a government shutdown, but that doesn't change the fact that having services shut down, staffing cut in different agencies is not in the interests of addressing any crisis we face, including the pandemic.
She says contingency plans are being put in place. Since he's over 65, President Biden getting his third shot of the Pfizer vaccine in front of reporters at the White House.
No, I haven't any side effects the first or the second shot, thank goodness.
The president using the opportunity to encourage everyone to get vaccinated. New York Governor Kathy Hochul making an 11th-hour plea to hold out health care workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
We are over it. We are done. We want to move on. And the only way we can do that is to ensure that everyone is vaccinated.
Thousands of workers are not yet vaccinated as the midnight deadline approaches. Hospital administrators are preparing contingency plans that include cutting back on non-critical services and limiting admissions at nursing homes. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah Today is reporting nearly 3,200 new cases of COVID since Friday. The Department of Health says 23 more people have died from the virus. And this number is up. 586 people are in Utah hospitals with COVID. A state senator from Cedar City is recovering from a breakthrough case of COVID. Senator Evan Vickers maintained his sense of humor, at least. Left with blood clots on his lungs, he attended a prayer meeting while hooked up to an oxygen tank the other night, joking that he brought it along for a little sympathy. Senator Vickers is a licensed pharmacist. He owns several drug stores. KSL News Time 5:35. How about a check on traffic? Ricky Meese, how are we doing now? Deep into rush hour.
Not too bad. We've definitely seen worse, but we're not totally clear of issues. One is a new accident southbound I-15 in Linden, plus an auto pedestrian crash 2700 west, just south of 7600 south. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.